Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff to get through today.
Woo!
Today's a Tua's day. You know,
Tua
because he's supposed to play on Sunday. Everything seems to be leading up towards that. So we're back to Tua's day, baby.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Franchise. Tua Tagovailoa.
Let's have this dude put up a game of games. A game where people go, Justin Herbert?
I like it.
Just came up with that.
That was
I just
clever.
Came up with
yeah,
that.
I like it.
You know, I know the Justin Herbert could have been a Dolphin narrative is killing Dolphins fans lately. Don't forget, Lamar Jackson could have been a Dolphin too. And that came straight from Stephen Ross, the owner of the franchise. This has been confirmed publicly. The owner of the franchise wanted them to draft Lamar Jackson, but he refused to force the football people to do it.
Was that Christian Wilkins?
Was that that season?
What draft was that? Because he went 32.
To look.
Steven
knows.
Oh, that was the year they took Minka.
Oh, that was the Minka Fitzpatrick season.
And he was here a year, correct?
Yeah, forced his way out.
You know what? I'm gonna break something to y'all. That Lamar Jackson's good at football.
You know, I noticed that as well last night too.
Goodness gracious.
Lamar Jackson, I don't know if you guys saw this. And do you know who plays this Sunday?
Who?
The Ravens and the Chargers. It's Lamar Jackson versus Justin Herbert. This Sunday, if you want to torture yourself, Dolphins fans, watch the Chargers-Ravens game on Sunday. Watch 7,000 passing yards get put up in one game.
I'm fine, thanks. I don't want to see it.
And we'll have already seen the Dolphins game because they play at 9:30 a.m.
So Tua's going to go for 550. Whatever you want to do, Jack.
Lamar Jackson last night had the highest completion percentage in history of any quarterback that's thrown over 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Completion percentage of 86%. Lamar Jackson had 504 of the Ravens' 523 yards on offense.
Goodness gracious.
The Ravens last night, everybody watched this game, they were down 22-3 with a minute left in the third quarter. Indianapolis, everything was going their way, and nothing was going Baltimore's way. And Lamar Jackson ended the night 37 of 43 for 442 passing yards, four TDs, no interceptions, 62 rushing yards, and 140.5 passer rating.
You know what? I heard the problem. Did you see Lamar's post-game interview?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Salters asked him, like, hey, what did Coach Harbaugh say to you?
Yep.
He said, let's go get this B.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe tell that to Tua. I don't know if that'll work, but hey, Tua, let's go get this B.
Seemed to work last night on Lamar Jackson.
Bro, that last drive, everybody in the world know they were going to score.
Oh, my God. What a game that was. Solana, by the way, gave us Marquise Brown over 5 receptions. I believe the dude had...
He's holding his arms out.
And he deserves it. I believe Marquise Brown had 1 reception at halftime. Was it 1 or 2?
It was 2 at halftime.
It was 2 at halftime. And then all of a sudden, as Solana said on this show, chunk play after chunk play. And, yeah, he ended with the over on receptions and would have ended on the over on yards, I'm guessing, as well.
Lost my fantasy game by 1 point, everybody.
You're kidding me. With Hollywood Brown on your team?
With Hollywood Brown, lost. Scored 147.5 points. My roommate scored 148.5.
Who did he have?
I don't know. He might have had Lamar Jackson last night.
Well,
I don't know.
That would explain it.
You should have leaned the garbage can with water on his door so when he opens it, it falls on his feet.
Kicking him out at the end of the month, actually. So
y'all don't play roommate jokes. You got to tighten up, man.
So a game last night where, again, you know, we watched Justin Herbert play, and, you know, whether the Dolphins ever really considered him or not, we know Dolphins owner Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
We know it. It's a fact, and that one just drives me crazy. Local kid. Stephen Ross wants him. Now, I know all the Dolphins fans will text in, oh, we'd have ruined him like we ruin everyone else. So. Take solace in that.
You know, we could have had Dak as well.
Well, we don't go through the whole thing. No, I don't go through that stuff all the time. You could have had this guy, and you could have, because you'll drive yourself crazy. There's always Hall of Famers in you know, a draft that nobody knows and turn out to be that, or you didn't have a need for that position. You go, oh, we could have had Ezekiel Elliott. Well, I don't know, but you had a running back. Lamar Jackson is the one that really sticks in me because we know Stephen Ross wanted him before the draft. Hey, draft Lamar Jackson. I mean, if it bothers me, can you imagine how much that bothers Stephen Ross?
Oh, I got to get to him.
How could it not, right? Like, again, we've talked about it a million times. He's getting up there in years, but it's the only business where he has not really been able to cement any kind of success, and he pegged the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the GM back then? Was it Chris Greer?
Oh, it was that transition. I know Greer was a part of it.
He was definitely a part of it.
Yeah, he's been on this staff for 20-something years.
I believe Tannenbaum and Greer were still at the top there.
Tannenbaum. What has he done?
Somebody texted in, you guys had the Ravens -7, so you lost your bet. No, we did not bet the Ravens -7. Remember, I said that's a sucker's bet.
Yeah.
Crowder loved that bet, and I said, that's a sucker's bet. There's something wrong with that line. And all of a sudden, it's 22-3, and you're like, yeah, that was a sucker's bet. We never bet that. The only bet we had last night was Hollywood Brown over on receptions.
Think about if we got 7, and they didn't have to kick the extra point because it was overtime. That would have ruined my day.
I was thinking about that because some people had it at 7. By the time our show ended last night, it was 7.5. But some people had it at 7. And the rule is now, if you score the touchdown in overtime, there's no need to kick the extra point. It used to be that you had to kick the extra point.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, talk about a crushing defeat, right?
Solana.
Crushing
my
defeat.
My man, Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
With nine receptions.
Is that what he ended with?
We doubled it, man. Wow. Come on.
That was fun. Let's get headlines. So then a lot happened. Obviously, the John Gruden resignation happened during the game, and everyone saw this coming because the New York Times had released this new trove of emails. So we're going to talk with Safid Dean today. He is the NFL insider for USA Today Sports Plus. He's going to join us. We will talk some Dolphins today. Marcel-Louis Jacques, who covers the Dolphins for ESPN, he's going to join us today. You know what today is on a Tua's day.
What's that?
Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. And you know, Solana's got topics. We've got opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring you some Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday later on in the program. So let's get headlines here to start out the 2 o'clock hour with the gambling genius, Alejandro Solana.
Felt good last night.
Yeah.
I can't lie. Felt really good.
Yeah.
The contributor to the squad.
No, it was nice. You had all kinds of love.
Your headlines from the Golf Miami-Dade. They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. I guess we'll have to get into this right now. John Gruden resigns as Las Vegas Raiders head coach. Yesterday, I mean, the Ravens amount this incredible comeback on Monday Night Football, and truthfully, it was the second story leading into SportsCenter right after There was a report that revealed homophobic, racist, and misogynistic language in emails over a 10-year span.
Yeah, I saw some of them. I mean, you know, some of them don't offend me, and some of them I find very offensive.
You can't offend everybody, Hawk.
Well,
yeah, he was racist. Okay, you did the you have a preconceived notion about black people. Okay. Now you don't like women and you're homophobic?
Right.
It's mounting.
No doubt. The emails, though, about Goodell, I mean, who doesn't complain about the boss of everything? Yes. I mean, that part, like, I'm just not outraged. And he wasn't even working for Goodell at the time. But you complain about Goodell. I'm sure you've called him every name in the book.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Calling Goodell the P word didn't offend me in the slightest.
You can attack a human. You can't attack an entire sector of the world.
Totally understand.
And now he did three of them.
Yeah.
Women shouldn't be refs.
Right.
The Michelin tire lips.
Yeah.
And also
Michael
the anti-gay slurs. Come on, man. Come on. You know what it is? And honestly, he was sending that to a friend that he knew would be comfortable.
Oh, absolutely. Bruce Allen.
Yes. He knew Bruce Allen would be comfortable with those. So, like, I see, but you – yeah, come on, man.
Yep.
You can't dislike or,
they should
or
be
have
on,
something
that's,
with that many people.
That's what they should do for ESPN's Come On Man for next Monday night. Read his emails. Go, come on, man.
You know, like half the world is women. Like, let's leave the – we'll leave the other two out of it, even though I'm a black man. Like, it's, half the world's women, bro. Like, tighten up, Gruden.
Yeah.
We ever hear from him again? He can't work. He can't commentate.
I believe we will. I think we're a pretty forgiving society. I don't think anytime soon, but I think he'll work somewhere in the realm of football again. He'll be rehabilitated. Look, we have seen much worse over the course of who was the white Philadelphia Eagles receiver, I think.
Ooh, it was a Gator
Riley
too.
Cooper.
Riley Cooper.
He was a Gator, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a Gator.
Yeah, he was a Gator.
Now it's making sense.
his career kind of fizzled after that.
But he played. He wasn't kicked out of the league. His teammates forgave him, right? Myers Leonard, if he can add something to someone's team, he will absolutely be on a team. Like, you know, we have forgiven a lot more than that. So I don't see why John Gruden at some point won't allow. These were words.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen worse. We've seen physical abuse that is stomach turning. And so
Riley Cooper was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Myers Leonard was anti-Semitic. This dude, misogynistic.
Right. He hit three or four different people.
Yeah. Like, you know, so you have to be a white heterosexual male to do anything correct. If you look at who he's attacking, like, damn, John. And I like John Gruden.
Yep.
Damn, John.
Yep. Damn, John.
Damn, John.
And wait till those messages between him and Myers Leonard are released.
We should have DBJ for the Canes game on Saturday read some of the John Gruden emails. How funny would that be? No, I'm being told it would not be funny.
Okay, no.
All right, someone has given me the signal.
How do they get there that fast?
Strange. All of a sudden, the CEO of the company is outside our window. He's based in Boston. I don't understand what just happened there.
Sorry, big man.
How funny would that be if we gave him the lines from the email? No, would not be funny. All right, would not be funny. I'm being told.
The Miami Heat beat the Charlotte Hornets 104-103. They remain undefeated in the preseason. Guys, I don't know how else to tell you. I've told you after the three wins, now you get the fourth. They're undefeated. This team's winning a championship. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
All right.
I mean, 16-2 run yesterday to win the game. It was the lineup was Yurtsevin, Marcus Garrett, who you guys laughed at me when I told you he'd be a contributor this year. Look, this team's legit. I don't know how else to tell you. Just jump on the bandwagon right now.
I believe they're legit. I've never said that they're not going to be.
Jump
legit.
On the bandwagon right now, or you're going to get left behind.
Legit is very different than winning a championship based on the NBA preseason.
I'm going to go off something Hawk said yesterday. The regular season doesn't matter.
Right.
So how irrelevant is the preseason?
Yeah. Let's just slow our roll on that one.
All right, quickly. NBA news. The Nets say Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he can be a full participant. How about this? Dwayne Wade's son, Zaire Wade, will sign a contract to play for the Salt Lake City Stars, which is the Utah Jazz's G League affiliate. Must I remind you, Dwayne Wade is part owner of the Utah Jazz.
I remember.
And Ben Simmons.
I got a street down here.
Finally reported to the Philadelphia 76ers last night.
Little bit of disarray atop the NBA East. Yeah. Ben Simmons, I mean, he's, you know, I don't think that he's one of the favorites there of that team. Certainly not the fan base. Nope. And now you got Brooklyn with this Kyrie situation, and they're saying, yeah, either you're with us full time. Like, you know, it's like the Super Friends. If you're in the Super Friends, if you're in the Avengers, right? I'll take it so that the DC Comics fans can understand. If you're part of the Avengers, what? What happened? I'm being told Avengers is not part of DC Comics.
I was going to say, you might be wrong because you're usually wrong on these things.
If you're in the Avengers, you can't be in the Avengers part-time.
Yeah. Flash, right? Flash is going to say, I'll catch up with y'all next month.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the Avengers, Superman can't say, hey, I'm going to take this day off, you know?
I'm tired.
Right.
Get him, Hulk.
Get him, Hulk.
I don't know who's in the Avengers. I'm just yelling out.
I know it's not Superman, but that's why I said it. I'm waiting for the angry text, and it's mostly going to come from Jim DeJoseph.
I hit a Flash and a Hulk. Am I right? Let me know, Jim.
Yeah, Hulk is definitely in the Avengers.
Okay. I think he's in DC.
Avengers DC. I think Marvel has an Avengers crew. Mm-hmm. DC Comics has an Avengers crew.
They should fight over the name.
How great would that be?
Come on, comic books.
It's a, you know, loser leaves town match. Like, WWE has an Avengers, too, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Which one is Superman in?
Superman, I think he's in all of them. He transcends all comic book brands.
Whoever's Batman's in is going to lose because he's just a guy with a suit on.
Yeah.
We don't got to get into it. His mom's not a bat hawk.
Who I was reading
Batman's
text.
Mom is not a bat. His dad's
Batman's
not a bat.
Batman's
half man. No, he's
half
not.
Bat.
He's not. No, half none of his parents are bat. Bat. They're both humans.
Why? Well, okay.
Because he was in a cave and bats hit him when he was a baby.
If you were full human, mm-hmm. why would you name yourself Batman?
Because he has enough money.
It literally makes no sense. But it literally makes no sense.
It doesn't.
I'm going to give myself a great name. I'll be a flying rat. Mm-hmm. Flying rat man. And then he goes, oh, let's just make it one syllable, Batman. He's Batman because he's half bat. If you're half bat, you can't help but be Batman.
I watched his mom and dad walk down an alley and get killed by a crackhead. They were not a bat. He didn't kill a bat. He killed two humans.
Did you?
He killed two humans.
Did you?
I watched the show.
Did you?
Isn't that what happened? A crackhead killed him?
Who, Bruce Wayne's parents?
Yeah.
Was it a crackhead?
I know a crackhead when I see a crackhead.
Certainly settled plenty of things here during the headline segment.
I really feel like we solved the John Gruden situation. Yeah. I believe we solved the vaccine mandates. We talked extensively yep. about Kyrie Irving there. And we have settled who's got the better Avengers. It's DC.
Boom.
All right, let's get to weather then. From the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE.
Don't open up the text
machine. Oh,
just
you done blew my
no,
phone
just
up
don't
now.
Do it. Just don't open up the text machine. Gracious. Don't open up the text machine.
Could really use a Dolphins win this Sunday.
But how about the email Superman sent about Wonder Woman that got released yesterday?
What did
anyone
say?
See that?
Mm.
Get to that later.
She shouldn't have an invisible jet.
Right?
What? Why? What are you saying, big dog?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
The television network I was trying to think of was Versus. Thank you to all the texters. It was Outdoor Life Network, remember OLN?
Yeah.
And then it became Versus, and that's where the NHL games were, and it was Versus and NBC Sports Network. And someone even suggests that it was on Spike TV for a while. Does anybody remember Spike TV?
I do.
I remember Spike TV.
I don't think it was.
I want to do a Mount Rushmore. No, Spike TV, I think they did have some hockey on there.
Wasn't sports on Spike TV?
Yeah, wasn't it all like guy-related programming? It was like guys.
But the weird stuff.
Yeah, it didn't last. I want to do a Mount Rushmore of like TV networks that no longer exist. You know what I mean? Like, because Spike, I think I used to watch some shows on that.
Really?
I think. I don't know. I got to look at what the lineups are.
Were.
Were.
Bastards.
What are some of the networks that are that are gone?
It's 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy. Anybody remember looking at some of these? G4?
No.
Remember the G4 channel? Was that a video game? Like a gamer's channel? Yeah.
That wasn't going to work.
There was a show, a channel called The Lottery Channel. You remember that?
You saw people scratching tickets?
I don't know. I mean, I understand the drawing at night, but man, I feel like you'd have a tough time filling the programming around that.
24/7. An old lady on a Vespa scratching off a $5 ticket.
Oh, the Preview Channel. Remember that one with the scrolling preview?
Oh, the TV Guide channel.
The guy.
Yeah, but it was called Preview. P-R-E-V-U-E.
The Guide channel doesn't exist because we killed it with the little guide button.
What? The Guide channel still exists?
No, I mean, I'm disgusted by
right,
that.
We're lamenting the fact that the Guide channel is gone.
Nothing was worse when you were trying to get to the channel you were looking for and it just scrolled by.
I mean, it scrolled. It moved at the speed of our program director, Len, who's walking down the hallway right now. That Guide channel moved at a speed that it was like, what am I doing here? Who's trying to read this? Like, I got to know what's on channel 4. We're on 63, and this thing goes 4 digits.
Dang, you know what? I thought I would know none of these channels. I love the
There's a whole bunch.
Channel.
I'm looking at a Wikipedia listing of all these. Like Discovery Health Channel, that doesn't exist anymore. I love Discovery Health. And all my fat people on it, all my crazy surgeries.
You know what? Your 600-pound life messed up some action for me last week.
Oh, you guys started watching it?
We were in the bed, and, you know, we both bathed, and it was one of those nights. And then we turned on that 600-pound life. I did it, and it ruined everything.
It puts me in the mood. To eat.
The big nasties.
To eat, yeah, to eat.
Make you want to bump uglies?
I get hungry.
Watching them makes you hungry?
I get hungry.
Like envious of their shape?
Trying to get there, man.
Stop walking and jogging and biking.
I know. I'm doing everything that I can not to get there, but I want to be there.
You're messing it up.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these channels. Oh, my God. Man, a lot of channels don't make it, Jack. Remember CNNSI?
No.
You don't remember that? It was a competitor to ESPN, CNNSI.
Really?
Yeah. You remember that? You guys are too young for that? It existed 1996 to 2002.
CNN and Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a mashup?
Yeah.
It's hard to run against ESPN, though.
FS1 and many other competitors have found out over the years.
And ESPN has the premier location. It's the first sports
station.
That's
one of the few channels that I know the number. Yep. I don't know the number because I talk right into the remote. Mm-hmm. ESPN, I know the number.
Mine's 1602.
Man, what's NFL Network?
All these channels.
You go to hell. You know I don't have NFL Network.
That's 406, I believe.
Yes, on mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have AT&T U-verse.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana as we look back in time to defunct television stations.
We were talking
Somebody
about
says, watch Dr. Pimple Popper. Like I haven't been watching it for 3 years.
Y'all are nasty.
I love Dr. Sandra Lee. She is the best.
What's that other nasty one with the club feet?
That's
people?
Disgusting.
What's wrong with my feet?
It is. I don't think it's what's wrong with my feet. I think it's like my feet are killing me.
I think you're right.
It would have been a great and terrible name for it. What's wrong with my feet? I don't know. It looks like a potato. I'll start there. My son and I, we laugh to the point of tears. When you go see this Dr. Pimple Popper, you walk in there. I'm not kidding you. You have a football coming out of your neck. It's gelatinous. It's flipping and flopping. But she never breaks character. She's the sweetest doctor. She'll come in and, all right, you're Bob. Now, what are you here for? She does it every time. And DJ and I are in hysterics. The when guys walk in there, their eyes have fallen down onto their chin. They don't know what happened. There's some sort of goiter. I don't know. Their eye is on their chin. Well, aren't you a good-looking man, Jack? Now, what are you here for? They're talking out of their forehead. Their mouth is on their forehead. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, doctor, but my mouth is on my forehead. Oh, I see it now that you're pointing it out. She's so sweet.
You don't need people like that in your life. It's called enablers.
She is so sweet.
That Clubfoot show is disgusting.
It's disgusting. That one I can't even watch. I literally cannot watch it because they show the most graphic procedures. They don't blur anything.
Yep.
Oh, vile. And then the doctors like quadruple mask themselves because the smell on some of these people's feet is enough to kill an ogre, you know?
Yes.
Like,
goodness.
But these people have to live with it. They've got a festering wound.
And I saw two that were bad. Like, they were, like, fine women.
It's impossible.
Because you think about it.
The foot is included in.
That's what I'm talking about. The initial view, like, they walk in, and I'm like, oh, damn, they must be coming in to talk about their husband or something. And then they take their shoe off. I'm like, oh, that's at the bottom.
Like that boomerang. It's like boomerang.
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 It's where, man, this building is beautiful. I need to see the basement. What? How did you let your feet get there?
People are wild, like what they live with.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, hey, at what point did you put off your foot was a potato, and now it's a sack of potatoes. From what point, like when it was four potatoes wide, did you think to yourself it's just going to go away?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, this'll go down. I need to take a Benadryl. This thing will go down.
That's probably what they do. Yeah.
Finally, guys, a recent study found class clowns tend to be more intelligent than other students.
100% agree.
Yeah, me too.
Because to be funny, you have to be smart to be clever.
You have to be quick.
Yeah.
You have to be quick.
Yes.
Class clown doesn't mean you walk in there with a whoopee cushion. This isn't 1954.
Nope.
All right? So I'm with that 100%.
And the class clown, the good ones, can make the teacher laugh.
Yes. Yep. The good class clowns are actually friendly with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I was a class clown. Solana believes he was a class clown. I could look at it. I could see it on his face. But he wasn't funny. That's the difference. I can tell just by being around him. You thought you had a clever quip always, and you thought the teachers loved you. They hated you. You want to see emails? You want to see emails that rip someone? It's your former teachers emailing each other about you.
Now, I knew this was going to go in this direction. You know, you two, you think you're the funniest people in the world. When I won best personality at my school for a reason.
That was a goof.
Superlative.
The person that's never in on that goof is the winner, and you were the goof.
Exactly.
If you don't recognize the mark at the table, you're the mark.
I was a good class clown.
Uh-huh.
You were
great
bad.
Class clown.
Yeah. Nope. You should see the real yearbook, the one that they didn't give you. They always print one
see,
for
I'm
the
special.
Guy who doesn't get it.
Yeah. Mine's a different color. I'm special.
I knew it would go this way. You two, you guys think you're the funniest people in the world. Yeah.
Hit him, Solana.
Razzle dazzle. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's do our Miami Dolphins question of the day. And as we wrote on Twitter, perhaps because the Dolphins are playing in England, Solana might deliver the Dolphins question of the day in a British accent. I don't know. I have no idea. He's shaking his head. No. You didn't plan on doing that all week? I thought that might be kitschy.
Not in an English accent, because my English accent is terrible. However, this Dolphins question of the day does have an English tie-in.
Oh, okay. I'm excited about it. The Miami Dolphins question of the day.
So you're going to do it?
Is that Irish? That's Irish.
Yeah, you know.
The Miami Dolphins question of the day, young lass. I don't know if I can do a British accent. Hello. Oh, there it is.
That's it. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I had to get into it for a second. I was doing an Irish thing there. Hello. The Miami Dolphins. No, I don't have it.
You go right back.
Yeah. But I can. Hello. That's excellent.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, that was good.
Hello, puppet.
Hello.
Puppet.
Puppet.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Where I got my accent from.
Hello.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Ooh, that's it. You try it.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That was good. Hello.
Damn. I missed out. I was in London years ago.
Wow. I think I have the worst one. You do it again.
Hello.
Wow.
Get out of here.
You do it.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
A little too much. Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think I have
it. Man, I thought I was next to Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter.
There we go.
There we go.
Potter.
Quidditch.
Time for the Miami Dolphins question of the day, brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can visit them at fincu.com.
Hello, pulpit.
Hello.
Hello.
Fish and chips.
Bangers and mash.
I know we're going around the room. I have nothing.
London broil.
I don't think they call
it. Tottenham Hotspur.
Is it just a broil in
right.
London?
Do you want a broil? Do you fancy yourself a broil?
There we go.
Gotta watch Ted Lasso, man.
Heard it's good. Never seen
I watched two episodes, I told you. It was free on American Airlines.
Good?
Yeah, it was really fun. I love Jason Sudeikis.
I'm flying American, I think.
Oh, you are?
Tonight,
Watch the two episodes.
I got you.
Get two free episodes. How about an English muffin?
I love them.
That wasn't bad, huh?
That was pretty good.
How about an English muffin?
Harry? Oh, that's you, Hawk. Man. Man.
Gonna have to massage this question out. I'm gonna need both your help here.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Would a Dolphins loss in London this week to the winless Jaguars team, would that result in more backlash than England losing the Revolutionary War in 1776 did?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
I don't know. Was there much backlash when they lost?
Less on the line.
I mean, I didn't see anything on Twitter. No, in all seriousness, I had thought of that this morning. What if the Miami Dolphins go to London Sunday and hand Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer their first NFL victories, and they've lost five in a row, and they end up 1-5 after six games? Is it complete panic and everything must be dismantled? Because we've talked about the opposite.
Yep.
Yesterday and for the first half of today's show, can they reboot the season on Sunday? What if it goes wrong Sunday?
Not a total dismantle, but something has to change. OC fired. Like, Jakeem Grant getting traded wasn't enough. Like, that wasn't a piece. But if they lose to Jacksonville, a team that hasn't won yet, with a joke of a coach in Urban Meyer, all the stuff's going on, you go over there and let them whoop you, and you score 14, 17 points, something like that.
Right, anemic offense. Dolphins get torn apart by Trevor Lawrence.
Somebody's fired. You have to make a move.
Something. Just you have to do something. Yeah, something, like, something will have to happen.
I'm sorry to break it to Dolphin fans. Like, you're not going to go find a great GM week 7 of the season. You know, like, you can't turn this thing around right now. But you have to show that you understand this is not the right approach. So I would anticipate, and I don't think it's going to happen, because I'd bet the Dolphins against the Jags. But if they lose in London, yeah, somebody's fired.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling for somebody to be fired. I'm telling you the end result of that is somebody
right.
Has to
no,
be fired.
You'd be silly not to do something to show the fans and the players this is unacceptable.
That's another thing, too. It's more about the players. Those guys in that locker room, like Marcel said last night, like, there are some good football players in that locker room that aren't having any on-the-field success.
Right.
That's going to get frustrating as well.
All right.
Fancy a cup of tea, will you?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pretty, 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 pretty good.
Hawk and Crowder.
Finally, Americans watched over 57 billion, that's billion with a B, minutes of The Office in 2020.
I was responsible for about half of that.
I can believe
you
it.
You weren't, actually, because this was specific to Netflix, which is who the common person would
watch Comedy Central.
And you watched it with commercials on Comedy Central.
That's the only way to go.
I can believe it. People talk to me about The Office now just because of this show and how much y'all watch it.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. It is the best. Bobody.
I like it.
The thing,
I haven't even seen an episode. I just know how many times you talk about it.
Crowder, the thing with Hawk is that, like, he loves The Office, as so many people do, but he loves, like, the worst part about the show, which is Robert California. It's fine, but what makes the show is the first six seasons, right?
Like, agree to disagree.
Michael Scott, Jim, Pam. And he gets fascinated with the ending of the show, one character who was in it for eight episodes.
D'Angelo Vickers.
It doesn't make any sense.
California. That's where my allegiances lie on The Office. Michael Scott left the show. Yeah, sorry.
But that's the origin of it.
Sure, yeah. Robert California was all that. I like that the guy who ended up buying it, David
Wallace.
David Wallace. Great character. David Wallace, great character.
Great character. I think you only watched the last two seasons.
I like the British lady.
Did you only watch the last two seasons?
Were there more?
This is what they're getting from me, like, and I got to bring it back. Like, watching Martin and Gina, Martin, Tommy, Pam, like, you're going ancillary pieces are your favorites? Like, you don't like the base characters? So, you like the extra pieces?
Well, no, obviously.
That's silly.
No. I love the base characters. It's why I fell in love with the show. But I will tell you, if I had to make my Mount Rushmore of Office characters, I'm not sure Michael Scott is on the Mount Rushmore.
Ridiculous.
And he was, I mean, fantastic in it. And obviously he blew up into a huge star because he was so good in it. But I'd really have to think that through, because Robert California is my hands down favorite. I mean, he's great.
Is that like Shanaynay? Like your Shanaynay?
But Shanaynay was there from the beginning. I mean, Robert California came in for a season and then bolted. That was it.
So
and
just
at
one
the
little
end.
Piece.
But man, he was so good.
It's like if we were talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I love the Fresh Prince, but I can only cite references from the last season when they're in college, and then the Aunt Viv is the new Aunt Viv,
OG Aunt Viv. I can cite references from any show. You can quiz me all you want on it. I just happen to love the Robert California season.
You only cite references from those seasons.
No, but I'm telling
fine.
You, I can. I,
it's
but
just annoying.
It's, that's my favorite part of it. I'm trying to think. I love Christian Slater in the Saber video when Saber Sabre takes over.
That was 6 minutes. The entire show was 6 minutes.
But it was great. It was great. You may be wondering what it's like to be bought by Saber. It's so great.
I don't know, Solana. We found out that you lied for years about The Godfather.
That is true. That is true.
Have you really seen every episode?
I have seen every episode a dozen times.
Season one.
Which gives me more credence to tell you that the Robert California arc was the best arc in the entire series. It just was. Some people are afraid to say it. That's fine. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared.
You ain't scared.
I'm not scared.
Oh, he ain't scared.
Let's get to weather then. From the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call
24/7. How about when they open the Saber store, right, and Jim has to fill in to do the presentation? For what's the other
Ryan.
For Ryan, because he gets cold feet, and then you know he does the thing where he disappears, and then it's just Ryan's face in the pyramid because that's what they planned, and that's great.
The suit is too small.
Those are the later episodes.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can see where I'm frustrated here, right, Crowder? It's like I told you, it's like me celebrating the new Aunt Viv. In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's like, nah, nobody does that.
That ain't her.
OG Aunt Viv was.
That ain't Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
I'm too busy working out. I don't know.
Call 866-954-MORE. Partly
Leroy,
cloudy right now.
Leroy Horde says, Crowder saying chicken-like is equivalent to him being athletic-like trying to jump over the crick.
Like chicken pot pie.
Right. You
That's
were
what they call it.
Like athletic. When you ended up knee-deep in the creek.
Hey, Leroy. Just because you got little tennis ball calves, don't act crazy.
What aisle in Publix is Leroy in right now?
Oh, four. Says, he stays in four.
Somebody says, I'm just reading Office Wikipedia.
My man Leroy rides around Davey with his tight outfit on, water bottles jammed down his back. I see you, Leroy. I stopped hawking. I don't want to scare you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Our third child was made with hot sauce in the bed.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's National Gumbo Day.
Oh, I've been waiting for this all day.
What is your Mount Rushmore of people in sports who look like they love a nice, warm bowl of gumbo?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I know who's going to be on Crowder's list. So should we start with Crowder or should I give you my Mount Rushmore?
Nah, Hawk, let's let Crowder go first.
Okay. I got Zion Williamson.
Of course.
I have Zion Williamson's brother.
Oh, for the love of God.
Zion Williamson's cousin. And Bartolo Colon.
Good. I have to tell you, I may end up being wrong on this Zion Williamson because he's got foot problems.
He's carrying around all that damn gumbo.
Would you like to know my Mount Rushmore of people in sports who look like they love a nice bowl of gumbo? Mm-hmm. I got Ed Orgeron.
Oh, that's a great one.
Eats it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Caught in the beard a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vita Vea.
You don't accidentally get 360.
I'm telling you. You tell me that there's a big tub of gumbo out somewhere. He's not having six or seven bowls.
It's not a bowl. It's a tub.
Vita Vea.
And James Harden. Have you seen him? He's thick again.
He got thick?
He's thick again.
Man, he fluctuates.
Do you like gumbo before you were vegan?
Oh, love it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Solana, you like gumbo?
Never had a plate of gumbo.
Oh, you're allergic to seafood.
Correct.
I forgot.
Until you said plate of gumbo.
Yeah, plate of gumbo.
Plate. No, it's soup-like, correct?
It's not a plate. You wouldn't have a plate of gumbo. You'd have a bowl of gumbo.
I mean, you could have a plate of gumbo. Good.
Well, you could have a plate of cereal, too, but you don't.
I love Vita Vea for some reason.
You could have a bowl of pizza. Vita Vea is a good one, right?
That's surprising.
That dude's getting gumbo.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Had the Ryan brothers on there. They got kicked off.
They love gumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Markieff Morris. New addition to the Miami Heat. I don't know if you saw him over the past couple days. He had a good game last night, but looks like he's been partaking in some gumbo over the offseason.
Who was the dude, like a karate expert? I'm drawing his...
James Johnson.
James Johnson.
Postmates.
He went through it. That's right, Postmates.
Yeah, he got heavy.
We did a whole show on him.
Yeah. What's he ordered?
Him single-handedly keeping Postmates available.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine-ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Say it with me. Good vibes on tap. You want to play the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, Solana?
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
We have the breaking news sound, Solana. I'm going to give you a little breaking news to start out the 5 o'clock hour. The Miami Dolphins have designated quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for return from the IR.
Let's go.
He is eligible to play this Sunday against the Jaguars in London. Hello.
Show out.
Hello. Show out. Hello.
Show out.
Hello.
Tua.
Is that as fun for everyone as it is for us?
I think so.
Hello.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.
They say pip, pip?
Yeah, pip. No, pip, pip.
Pip, pip.
Pip, pip, cheerio. Hello.
I don't know.
Let's get headlines here. We'll start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana.
This report is brought to you by All Elite Wrestling. The two hottest live professional wrestling television shows are heading to the James L. Knight Center. It's an AEW weekend spectacular, October 15th and October 16th. All your favorite stars will be there. Tickets are on sale now at AEWTix, that's TIXX.com.
Hello.
Hello. I got you every time, baby.
I love it.
Bloody phenomenal.
Bloody ridiculous. That's how I'm going to cheer on Sunday morning. Oh. Like I'm going to have, if I'm angry about something, they got to throw that play in the bin.
That's what they call
that play belongs in the bin. This offense is making me want to hit the loo.
The loo.
Yeah. Bonkers.
I don't know about
that. Sounded like a Brooklyn accent. All. Bonkers.
Absolutely bonkers.
Hello.
Is it Brooklyn in London?
I don't know.
Brooklyn, London?
Well, there's Old York. It's over there, New York. Here.
What was I thinking?
Crowder's been doing the London bit since what was the year that you guys went there with the Dolphins?
09, right?
09, man.
I mean, he went viral with London Fletcher. Did you say England was the boot?
Yep.
Was that you?
I don't know what language they speak in England.
Right. Yeah. He called it the boot, which is Italy. He said, I don't know England from London Fletcher. Yeah, the only thing I know about London is London Fletcher.
And he's black, so I mean, he's not from there.
You guys accuse me of doing the miniature golf bit and the sweet potato fries bit. Crowder's been doing the I don't know London bit since 2009.
Oh, what's that? 13 years? I've been riding this thing, baby.
You've been doing that bit since 2009, and people still buy it.
It was, you know what? We went to the London Bridge, and you know, it's a real place.
Is it falling down?
It was up when I was there.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
Why would you sing a song about that?
Let's give that to DBJ.
Yeah.
Because Dolphins are playing in London.
What did we give him what Crowder said?
The only thing I know about London is London Fletcher. No, let's give him a song, and that's going to be his wheelhouse, the London Bridge song. That's his wheelhouse.
But doesn't it get dark?
Well, I'm not going to sing the whole song, but London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
My dear lady.
My fair lady.
Take the queen and lock her up. Like, there's more to the song.
What were they singing in your neighborhood? Take the queen
and lock
her
up. Bro, look it up. Look it up. It's more to the song. Yeah. It's like Ring Around the Rosie. The kids sing it. It's about like death.
Yeah. It is?
Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posies. Yeah. Everybody was dying, so you leave flowers in your pocket so you could smell them with it's all
about,
the death.
It's about the Black Death.
Yeah. I thought it had to do with James Posey. I thought because the Heat were winning and you're betting on the Heat, you had pockets full of cash because of Posey. You got pockets full because of Posey.
Ashes, ashes, they all fall down.
Huh.
Everybody
ashes,
dies.
Ashes, they all fall down.
Those little cute songs, man. It's not cute.
That's crazy.
London Bridge is falling down is a great thing to happen.
Well, what's Itsy Bitsy Spider about?
It went up the water spout. Then it rained on him. He washed him on out.
Yeah, that's true. Did go up the water spout, though. You are correct.
And he did it again. It rained again. Man died trying and trying. That's kind of encouraging.
That's a positive story, though. Keep trying.
He never succeeded.
Keep trying.
I'm going to post this on the podcast as preparing for the Dolphins game in London. See if I can get anybody to click on it.
He does that on the website. Like, it'll say, Aronde Gadsden breaks down the Jakeem Grant trade. The only breakdown that Aronde Gadsden did of the Jakeem Grant trade was that he doesn't have to pack a lot. Being traded to a different city is not a big deal for Jakeem Grant because his clothes are small, so he doesn't have to pack a lot. So, yeah, put this in as Hawk and Crowder break down, you know, the Dolphins in London.
I get people on the Dolphins Reddit all the time with this stuff. They're expecting Dolphins talk. This is the Dolphins Reddit. Only post serious Dolphins talk on the forum. And, you know.
Hello.
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 All right, go ahead with your headlines.
All right. I guess we'll recap from earlier today. Really nothing going on right now other than the MLB playoffs, but whatever.
Way to sell the headlines. Were you caught off guard?
The Ravens beat the Colts.
Like, oh, you want me to do headlines? Well, all right. I'll just recap what I have here. Maybe no one will notice, except I'm telling you, and there's not much going on anyway.
The Stros, they're beating the White Sox bottom
okay
of the
today?
Sixth.
There's an actual one. Major League Baseball playoff game going on right now. His thought was, I'll recap what we talked about earlier. There's nothing going on.
Breaking. There is stuff going on.
Break it.
I just told you that Tua has been designated off IR.
Yeah. In the MLB playoffs, the Houston Astros, 6-1 lead over the White Sox. They can eliminate them in game, what is this, 4 right now. Tonight, the Brewers, they'll play the Braves, and the Dodgers, they'll play as well tonight versus the Giants.
This is interesting. So the Dolphins game has been taken off the board in Vegas. So that line was based on Jacoby Brissett playing. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Now you get the official news that Tua Tagovailoa is able to play, and now they have got to rethink the line. I don't think it'll change much. It was -3.5 at the beginning of the program, and I imagine that it'll still be -3.5, maybe 4. I mean, does it go up or down? Like, if it goes down, then that's a bad sign. Like, if it went down to 3.
I remember us talking to, Lee Sterling and Rob and all the guys on, and we're like Tom Brady's worth 2 points.
Right, right.
Tua's not worth a point.
No.
Maybe
a half
a point. Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
Tonight in the NHL, it's night 1 of the NHL. Remember, the Panthers open their season Thursday at FLA Live Arena versus the Pens, the Penguins.
Yep. The Pens.
Nobody calls them that.
It's the Pens.
The Lightning, they'll play the Pens tonight, 7:30 p.m.
All right.
Pens.
The Golden Knights, they'll play the Crack at 10 p.m.
It's a great, great text. This is some kind of segment.
You're welcome.
Finally, guys, African bull elephants.
Oh, goodness.
Didn't you already give this to us?
No, you've been cutting them off about these damn bull elephants
for
2 weeks.
Go ahead.
African bull elephants have the largest relative manhood size of any land mammal, growing up to 6.5 feet long.
I mean, you're 12 years old. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, 6 feet.
That's it's it. An elephant.
Hell, I know some big guys out there.
You know guys the size of an elephant? Do you know how big an elephant is? I don't think six feet would look that big on an elephant, to be quite honest.
Have you not seen them?
An elephant?
When they got that slug.
When would I see an elephant getting ready to have sex?
National Geographic.
Is there a story there, or was that it?
Just the factoid.
That's what we waited for 2 weeks?
It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been about a month he's been trying to get that off.
The tea is certainly better than the payoff. There's no doubt about it. All right, your weather from the Denver.
You make a good point, though. What could compete with him? It's the biggest land mammal.
Yeah, I mean.
Like that? Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. Bartolo Colon?
I don't know. Vita Vea?
Vita Vea.
Kaki Jozagaki.
was a gag. He's got that in seam, man.
Got all the crotch space.
Your weather from the domestic over accident. Attorney Weather Center called 24/7.
This is some segment.
Those 30-32s, extra zipper. Extra zipper. Extra zipper? Did he say extra zipper?
Extra zipper.
Y'all leave my Joe alone. I tell y'all all
you can't do that. You can't make every joke and then look at us and go, leave my Joe alone.
Y'all leave my Joe alone.
You are a fraud.
Oh, y'all got my stomach hurt.
This is some segment.
Call 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
My headphones have popped out, so I don't know if anybody's done talking or not. I see everybody just looking around. Like, you guys, you really need me to drive this car, don't you? What are you pointing at? Is Joe here?
Uh-oh.
Where is he?
Just rolled up right now.
How's the inseam?
Deep.
Zippery.
Oh, the zipper.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you el jueves. Hello.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip.
Pip, pip, cheerio. Hello.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, 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 need.
Oh, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.